So first things first, Alicia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm very good. It's raining, but other than that, I'm pretty good.
Oh,
You're
yeah,
in
we
sunny
just had some
California, I
rain.
imagine.
Well, it is today, but it's been rainy all week here,
Okay.
which, we don't get a whole lot of rain, so it's, nice change.
You get to stay inside and play guitar or something, right?
Yeah.
Well, before we get into Dragon Force and everything that's been happening the last couple of years for you, I'd like to jump back way to the beginning because I read that you started on flute, you played piano. Oh no, you played piano, started on piano, played flute, played guitar, and then finally ended up on bass. What was it
Yeah.
about the bass that kind of caught your attention? What was different about playing bass?
I feel like it's just like one of those instruments that as soon as I picked it up and started playing it, it just like really resonated with me more so than any other instrument. And pretty much every band that I have played in, they've always needed a bass player, but it's just always connected to me. I don't know. It's just a cool instrument and I love playing it. So,
Is it because I can imagine, because obviously you have your own band as well, and do you see yourself perhaps more as an all-round musician then?
I guess, I mean, I definitely would say primarily a bass player
Okay.
now. It's been a while since I picked up my flute. But I can still play. I played it for many years and I know basic, all well-rounded, of theory and that kind of side of things. But as far as instruments go, I'd say I'm primarily mostly a bass player now. Yeah.
Yeah, because I read somewhere that in Vigil of War, obviously you sing as well, but that wasn't necessarily your idea. Am I right in saying that you initially didn't think about being a vocalist?
A long time ago when I, first started music, I definitely never thought I would ever be a singer or want
Okay.
that. I just was very happy behind, a guitar or bass. But as time went on, I ended up singing in one of my earlier bands, filling in for our singer because she had to leave for some shows. So, yeah, that's the first time I kind of sang and played bass, and I'm like, oh wow, like I guess I can do this. And then when that project ended up ending, I didn't really want to wait around for a singer anymore. I'm so used to being the band leader anyway, like that was just one thing always holding me back. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna do this myself. And yeah, it's been great because I get the balance now of having my own band, Vigil of War, being
Sure.
creative and creating and that, and then playing bass for Dragon Force, so it's a really nice balance.
Let's start with Vigil of War because going in that direction, and as you mentioned, you like being a band leader and kind of taking that responsibility and kind of really I mean it's your neck on the line, I suppose, as well when you do something like that. So what was that decision process like and kind of thinking, well, no, I want to have my own band?
Well, so just before Vigil of War started, I was in a band called She Demons,
Sure.
and we were an all-girl band that was put together by Jerry Only of the Misfits.
Okay.
And it was so much fun. Honestly, it was a really great experience. It was my first time touring and, getting to be a bit more in the professional music world. And, I had a blast. It was kind of became my identity and my life, like I quit my job for it. And so when that ended, I was really devastated. And I'm like, I need to just, I have to keep going. So, unfortunately, our singer at the time lived in Canada, so we couldn't really keep the band going, but I wanted to do it myself. And so I was like, well, here's the perfect opportunity. I already, can write, and this time I can do it exactly the way I want it to go and sound exactly the way I want it to sound. And yeah, so I have a, luckily a ton of great musician friends in my life that have made it the band it is now. And yeah, it's been awesome.
By that point, when She Demons kind of ended, were you already putting thoughts onto paper and then writing your own songs?
It took a minute because I
Okay.
really had to get myself over the slump. I was really, really depressed, just like,
Okay.
when that ended. But then I ended up, putting, some songs together. And then it wasn't until I had the opportunity to have like a residency at the Whiskey a Go-Go, by our friends Barbwire Dolls from Greece. They asked, "Hey, I know you're kind of talking about, getting your band together. Is it ready to go? Because we're gonna play residency in 6 weeks." And I had it was not at all ready, but I was like, "Yeah, for sure, we're good to go." So then that really got me to, kind of light the fire that I needed to a deadline.
Yeah, a
So I
trial by
got the rest of
fire
my
as well, I
band
suppose.
mates, and yeah.
No, that's really cool. And last thing about this, because if you listen to, for instance, Bite the Bullet, you can really hear the bass line and the pronounced sound of the bass. What is your philosophy on songwriting when you write for yourself?
I really don't like to put pressure and put myself in a box.
Okay.
I kind of just want to create whatever it is that's gonna inspire, me or my band at the moment, because I have like a ton of different musical influences. So, there's times where I'm feeling more pulling from my new wave side or my punk side or
Yeah.
my metal side, or so I feel like whatever is calling, whatever I'm going through at the time, whatever is just come pouring out of us naturally is what we end up doing. So yeah, in the beginning I was definitely more focused on, like the angsty, kind of bass player side of me rather than like being, the singer. But now it's kind of a little everything.
Okay.
But
Because what I also find interesting then is because I don't like to think in genres, but Visual of War is more of a rock band. How familiar were you with Dragon Force when kind of that your name got thrown into the hat?
I knew through the Fire and Flames from Guitar Hero,
Sure.
from when I was a little kid. And I've seen them on, guitar cover magazines and everything, Guitar World. And so I knew a little bit about them and obviously knew through the Fire and Flames, but other than that, I didn't know much else of their discography. So it was like, whoa, I don't know if I'm gonna get this gig, but as soon as I started learning other songs and really getting into it, I'm like, okay, I really want this gig. This is awesome and it's so fun to play and a good challenge. So,
Yeah, but because what got you interested? And I think on the Dragon Force website, it said that Herman Lee was also very impressed by how quickly you picked up the song. So what kind of what kind of fire was ignited under you to get everything going?
I think just once I get focused on something and I really want it, that's kind of when I perform my best. So
Okay.
I at that point when I was auditioning and then eventually learning the songs for the first tour, I was practicing like 9 hours a day. I was bringing my bass to work and practicing when no one was in and like at home. It was like insane. My arms were so sore and my fingers, like, but it was so worth it. Because once I was so into the, I was like, okay, now I need this gig. This is too fun. I can't let this go. So, yeah, I'm so honored that it ended up working out.
Is there one song that you were, and doesn't have to be from the new album, but one so a song that you learned that you were really kind of, what's the right word, where you really felt good once you learned it?
Cry Thunder was one of
Okay.
my auditioning songs, and that's
Okay.
such a bass-driven song and moves all over the fretboard. And I'm like, oh my God, if this is gonna be every Dragon Force song, like I'm in for it. But it felt so good to learn and get it up to speed and finally be able to play it. 'Cause yeah, Fred was an incredible bass player, and so it's an honor to step in after him and learn his stuff, 'cause Yeah, that one
Did
felt
you?
really good.
I don't know exactly how or why he left the band, but did you ever talk to him about certain things? About did he ever give you tips or anything?
He's been very supportive. Yeah, I
Okay.
did get to meet him finally, like last summer during festival
Okay.
season. We played in Finland with Creator, so I finally got to meet him and hang out, and I've seen him a couple times now. He was on the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise last year as well, and yeah, he's just been super supportive and messaged me even before we met and said congratulations,
Okay.
and yeah, so
Oh,
it's been
that's
really
really cool to
cool.
hear,
Yeah.
yeah. And when you joined, I mean, it's very interesting. I don't exactly know when it was. It was kind of 2019, 2020, and you started touring with the band. And then, I mean, it's almost like the most inopportune time because the whole world starts shutting down. What was that like for you? Because I can imagine you get really excited. Okay, I got this gig and
Yeah.
I'm touring with Dragon Force, and then the world stops. What was that like for you?
Yeah, that was definitely kind of crappy timing for sure. It was like, wow, the best opportunity I've ever gotten. And then,
Sure.
wow, definitely, like we were supposed to play a show in May of 2020 with Iron Maiden and Baby Metal. And I'm like, in the Philippines, like how freaking cool. But unfortunately, the year, the whole world stopped for 2 years. So we didn't know how long it was going to take to get back out, but now it just feels extra special to be out there and playing. So
Sure.
it was unfortunate, but we got through it and ended up still doing stuff during that time. Sam, obviously wrote this album that now I've
Right.
been able to record and be on, so yeah, it's been great.
How did you kind of, and obviously it's been some years, but how did you find your kind of voice within the band?
I think they made it easy to just be comfortable and get along pretty well, because I was very nervous the first
Okay.
tour, because I really, other than Herman, who lives here in LA, I got to meet him a few times while I was auditioning, but otherwise I met the band briefly one time. When I was like, I think they narrowed it down to like the top three or four people or something. And yeah, and then the next time I saw them was the first tour. We didn't get a rehearsal or anything. It was just like, okay, here's our show day. And barely these people are strangers to me. And but luckily they were all so cool and nice and joking around. And yeah, so it was comfortable
What was
to.
your favorite moment of that first tour then? What was there a moment where everything clicked and you kind of, okay, I got it now. I kind of feel comfortable now.
Yeah, there was, oh man, I'm like so bad with my memory. There's a show, it's in Germany. It starts with a K, but it was near the end of the first tour. And that show was just so electric. Like, it was the first time that Herman also was like, hey, let's go run up on the bar during Through the Fire and Flames. And so me, him, and Sam ran up just on a whim and jumped up on the bar and while they soloed, we did the bridge, and that was just so much fun. And by then I was a lot more comfortable because I also was not used to in-ears or running around wireless and everything. So by that point I finally felt like, okay, I feel comfortable and great, and that was so much fun, and the crowd was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then going into the studio to record this new album, what kind of emotions did that bring with it? Were you comfortable there? And then how did you kind of, because as you mentioned, I don't know, but was this kind of the first big studio process that you've been through?
Luckily, I have gotten some really cool recording
Okay.
opportunities, been able to record before. So, but it was the first time, obviously, with Dragon Force, and it was interesting and an honor to be a part of, because it's just interesting that we're all over the world. So we're totally spread
Right.
out. So we weren't together at all during
Okay.
this. We were all completely separate. So our producer, Damien, he lives here in LA. So I luckily got to be in person to go record my parts with him, and he's awesome. He's been a friend over the years, and so luckily it was comfortable there too, because I already had had a friendship with Damien, and he's really easy and cool to work with. But
When you hear heard those demos for the first time, was there one song that ended up on the album that stuck out to you?
I think Burning Heart is my
Okay.
favorite. I think it's just
Okay.
it always gets stuck in my head. And yeah, the bass parts are fun to play, but it was funny just because all the demos were Sam singing them. So in like Sam's pirate voice. So for a while, like that's all I can like hear those songs as. And it's
Right.
still getting me even just the demo titles. Like it was literally like Fast Song 1, Fast Song 2, and that it's like gotten I can't even remember like the actual song names now. I'm like, wait, which one is Pixel Prison again? Oh, right, that's that song. Like but yeah.
But with a song like Burning Heart, I mean, it's such an intense song as well. Do you kind of almost have to be in really good shape to be able to play a Dragon Force show? A show?
I think it's mostly about endurance because, just being able to play that fast and that long. Just as long as I keep practice, I don't have to practice for 9 hours or anything anymore. Like, but as long as I kind of keep go, whatever, working the muscle and practicing enough, then it's fine. I'm more used to it now.
Fair enough. There's one other song that I really want to get into, and that's the opening track, Astro Warrior Anthem, because you mentioned you like melodies, and that's such a there's so many great melodies in there, and it's such an anthemic song. What was it like recording that one and performing it live now?
We haven't performed it live yet.
Okay.
We just shot a video though for it, which was the day after our last tour. So we were all exhausted.
Okay.
We were like half asleep shooting it, but it was so much fun because like I hadn't played that song since we recorded it a while ago. So I kind of forgot how fun it was to play. I love that song. So I really hope we do get to play it again, live soon. But
Alicia, may I thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me?
yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.